The new strategist, shaping your organization and staying ahead of change. Part one, the evolving landscape of strategy. In today's fast-paced and ever-changing business environment, the art of strategy has become more complex than ever. As I outline in The New Strategist, the traditional approaches to strategy are no longer sufficient. We need a new mindset, one that is adaptable, innovative, and forward-thinking. Organizations today face a multitude of challenges, from technological disruptions to shifting market dynamics. To stay ahead, leaders must be able to navigate these uncertainties with a clear and flexible strategy. This book is designed to provide you with the tools and insights necessary to shape your organization and stay ahead of the curve. Part 2, Understanding the Challenge. Managing a large organization is akin to navigating a complex ecosystem. You must balance the interests of the group against the self-interests of individual businesses within the organization. This is a delicate task, as illustrated by the empirical challenge of managing a large group while ensuring that local entrepreneurship and innovation are not stifled. For instance, consider a company with a 130-year history of profitable growth built on local entrepreneurship. While leveraging the group's size and diversity is crucial for competing effectively, it is equally important not to stifle the entrepreneurial spirit that has driven success thus far. This balance is at the heart of strategic decision-making in modern organizations. Part 3, the theoretical framework. To make sense of this balancing act, we need to delve into the theoretical aspects of strategy. The challenge of balancing central management with peripheral autonomy is a multifaceted one, touching on various fields of knowledge. In this book, I draw on strategy as the primary knowledge domain to address this issue. The key is to understand that strategy is not a static plan, but a dynamic process. It involves framing the right questions, experimenting with different approaches, and scaling successful initiatives. This iterative, non-linear approach is essential for adapting to the chaotic and challenging times of the 21st century. Part 4, framing, experimenting, and scaling. At the core of my approach is the framework of framing, experimenting, and scaling. This framework ensures that efforts are focused where the need is greatest, interventions are tested and evaluated, and successful initiatives are rolled out effectively across the organization. Framing involves setting the right context and asking the right questions. It is about understanding the problem you are trying to solve and defining the scope of your strategy. Experimenting is about testing different solutions and learning from the outcomes. This phase is crucial for avoiding decision-making biases and overcoming organizational inertia. Scaling, the final phase, involves taking the successful experiments and implementing them on a larger scale. This requires careful planning and execution to ensure that the initiatives are integrated seamlessly into the organization. Part 5, real-world examples and practical insights. To illustrate these concepts, let's consider a real-world example. Imagine a company that is looking to innovate in the digital space. The first step would be to frame the challenge by understanding the current market landscape and identifying areas where digital innovation could add value. Next, the company would experiment with different digital solutions, perhaps through pilot projects or partnerships with tech startups. These experiments would be evaluated based on their impact, and the most successful ones would be scaled up across the organization. For instance, a company might start by framing the question of how to improve customer engagement through digital channels. They might then experiment with different social media platforms and content strategies. After evaluating the results, they could scale up the most effective approaches, integrating them into their overall marketing strategy. Part 6, leadership and strategic decision making. Effective strategy is not just about the process. It is also about the leadership that drives it. A good leader must be able to assess different angles while still being bold in decision making. This is what I call being part hedgehog and part fox, a leader who can see the big picture but also take calculated risks. As Abraham Lincoln exemplified, the ideal leader is one who can balance caution with boldness. In the context of strategy, this means being open to new ideas and willing to experiment, while also having the vision to see where these experiments can lead. In conclusion, The New Strategist is not just a book about strategy. It is a guide for leaders who want to shape their organizations and stay ahead of change. By adopting a dynamic, iterative approach to strategy, you can navigate the complexities of the modern business environment and drive your organization towards success. Remember, strategy is a journey, not a destination. It requires continuous learning, adaptation, and innovation. With the right mindset and the right tools, you can turn your organization into a beacon of excellence in a rapidly changing world.